In about 1969, my parents took me to see Yellow Submarine, and that was the first time I heard of the Beatles. I was 5 years old. Spent the 70s catching up.
The Yellow Sub has not yet left the dock. We'll catch up and hear all about the multicolored sub and other fabulous colors coming up. Though we're featuring lots of colors in songs, the Beatles were actually colorblind in that they didn't think in terms of segregation at concerts. In fact, they famously said in 1964 they wouldn't play the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville that year if the audience was going to be segregated. After all, many of their favorite people are artists that they covered in their early work, like Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Shirelles, The Cookies, Mary Wells, and many others. So 18 years later, it was a natural for Paul to sing with Stevie Wonder on his number one smash hit, Ebony and Ivory. Here's Paul.
Something I heard someone say a long time ago, just on a talk show, where somebody was talking about it and he said, you know, on a piano, you have black notes and you have white notes. It's no good just having all the black notes because you need the white notes. It's no good just having all the white notes. You need the two together because then you get a harmony. Two together is perfect on a keyboard. And so my song then kind of says, so why don't we do it like that?
Ebony and ivory
live together in perfect harmony.
Side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh Lord, why don't we?
Ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony. Side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh Lord, why don't we? We all know that people are the same wherever you go. There is good and bad in everyone.
And we learn to live, we learn to give each other what we need to survive together.
Side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh.
Star, and I'm very pleased you could get a copy of our LP, and we're going to play a track for you now. Don't know which one it is, but don't worry. Hope you like it.
If you were red tonight, remember what I said tonight. For red is the color that my baby wore, and what's more is true. Yes, it is. Scarlet were the clothes she wore. Everybody knows, I'm sure. I would remember all the things we planned. Understand, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true. Yes, it is. I could be happy with you by my side if I could forget her. But as my bride, yes it is, yes it is, oh yes it is, yeah. Please don't wear red tonight. This is what I said. Yes, it is. I could be happy with you by my side if I could forget her. But it's my pride. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. Please don't wear red tonight. This is what I said. In spite of you, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true.
The Beatles track, Yes It Is, 'cause red is the color that my baby wore, found as the B-side to Ticket to Ride. It ended up on Past Masters Volume 1 and on the Beatles Anthology Volume 1. And we heard the colors, black and white, living in harmony on Paul's Ebony and Ivory, number one for 7 weeks in the spring and summer of 1982. I'm Joe Johnson, and this is Beatle Brunch, bringing to bloom cellophane flowers of yellow and green. Now the ultimate song about colors, written mainly by Paul as a single for Revolver, but made famous by Ringo.
I was lying in bed. You know, when you're just drifting off and you've got that sort of 5 or 10 minutes before you actually go, it's a nice little netherworld there. I like that. It actually sends me to sleep thinking of songs. It's good. I give yourself a little task. And somehow I got this idea of submarines and sort of children's idea, yellow submarine. And there were going to be blue ones and green ones and everything, but it all just came down to this yellow one. And I got a very simple da, 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 loo, loo, loo. Just thought of in bed and thought it'd be nice for a children's song.
We're gonna do this one. In a town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told a lot of life in the land of submarines. So we sailed up to the sun till we found a sea green. We played beneath the waves in our yellow submarine. Let me hear you. We all live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine.
And our friends are all aboard. Many more of live next door, and the band
caper for you, Miss Margaret. Heading up north, I'm sure. Hamish, Captain Hamish, where are we heading?
Los Angeles!
Ah, Los Angeles, okay. As we live a life of ease, every one of us has all we need. Sky blue, sea of green, in our yellow.
Ringo Starr live at the Greek Theater in L.A. September 1st, 2019, doing Yellow Submarine, the song he's most known for. Get the latest from Ringo and his all-star band, where they're playing, and a link to tickets in the news section of brunchradio.com. While you're there, register in the community section to play Mind Games to win the perfect prize for today. So stay right where you are.
Now, whatever you do, don't touch that button.
Which button?
That one.
It's next. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.